Our scripture reading on this Christmas morning comes from Matthew chapter 1. Matthew 1, beginning with verse 18. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man, and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. "The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. Let's pray. Father, once again, we thank you for the gift of Jesus, and we ask, Lord, that you would, by your Spirit, make that gift real in our lives by the power of your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, I've decided that I just can't hide it any longer. I can't go on pretending that something isn't true when it is. I've come to realize that in order for me to have a really enjoyable Christmas, I have to get something really special. I know that sounds terrible to say, but it's true. In order for me to have a really enjoyable Christmas, I have to get something. And it has to be really special. It can't just be anything. It's been true ever since I was a child. As I grew up, it became less something I wanted to admit to. As Christmas approached when I was a child, the anticipation just kept building and building and building. And I almost couldn't help myself. I was just waiting for what it was that I was going to get, because that's what Christmas was about. Christmas was about getting things. I knew that as a child really clearly. As we get older, we're told that that isn't at all what Christmas is about. People tell us, people who appear very noble and humanitarian, they tell us that Christmas, first of all, isn't about getting things. That Christmas is first of all about giving things. And getting things, receiving things, should be a very distant second to giving things. That's what they tell us, but I think they're all wet. I don't think that's true at all. I think Christmas is about getting something. I'm pretty clear about that today. Last night we opened presents as a family, and as the kids opened their gifts, I was videoing the whole thing, and it's really weird. We have a video recorder, a hand-me-down that the viewfinder is black and white. So it was almost like I celebrated Christmas in 1952 last night, because everything is black and white. And I had a hard time going from one yelp of excitement to the other fast enough to get their reactions, because every time they opened up a present, it was, "Wow, yeah, I can't believe it." And one of them at the end said, and I think this is word for word, I'll have to ask him after the service, but I think so. He said, "This is by far the best Christmas ever." And then after a short pause, he said, "Because I got everything I wanted." Christmases maybe last year, a few years ago, a few minutes after he said that, probably would have walked him in the other room and said, "Now, you know that that's really not true." that Christmas isn't about getting things. Christmas is about giving things, but not this year. I'm right there with him. I'm right there with him. Whether we like to admit it or not, the happiness of our Christmas is about getting something really special. We try to hide that as we get older. We don't want people to know that's the way we feel inside, but we all feel that way inside. Because no Christmas is what it really should be until you get something really special. That's what Christmas is about, and we've known it forever. It's about getting something. And since the happiness of Christmas is always tied to getting something really special, the happiness of Christmas is directly tied to whoever it is that's getting you something for Christmas. The happiness of Christmas is totally dependent on who's giving the gift. It's all up to them. In our family, in our extended family, we have for a long time picked names for Christmas. And that has a lot of benefits, but it carries with it its own risks, because it's a benefit in that we all have a limited amount of certain things, those two particular things being time and money. So when you pick names and you just have one person in the family that you have to buy for, then you can spend all your time and your money on that person. So that makes it more possible that you will get them that special thing that's going to make their Christmas really enjoyable. And it makes it possible that whoever has your name is going to have the time and the money to be able to get you something that's going to make your Christmas really enjoyable too. But the drawback and the risk is that you never really know who has your name. And so you don't know if they're the kind of person who's going to go the extra mile, first of all, to find out what that thing is for you, and then to go about arranging to give it to you. You're not quite sure. And those things are supposed to be kept a secret, you know. You're not supposed to know who has your name for Christmas. And so you spend the weeks prior to Christmas wondering and trying to drop hints here and there as to what it might be that would make your Christmas really special. And you drop them to everybody because you're never quite sure who it is that needs to hear it. It's somewhat risky. It might sound like a sad description of Christmas to boil all the happiness down to gifts, to getting something, and to put such a great burden on the givers of those gifts. But I'm more convinced than ever that that's what Christmas has always been about. The joy of Christmas is about getting something. It's always been dependent on the gift and the giver. And the key to finding joy today in this Christmas is to admit that as quickly as we can. I think that can be seen very clearly from the Christmas story itself. The story of Christmas isn't first of all about our giving gifts to anybody. The story of Christmas first of all is about our receiving a gift, a very special gift. That's what Christmas is. It's a day that we received a gift, and every gift, the story of every gift, starts with the giver. So the story of Christmas starts with God. The story of Christmas, you know, starts long before that Christmas night. Every Christmas story starts long before that Christmas night, because every Christmas requires lots of preparation. And I know that you know that. And if our Christmases require so much preparation, I can't imagine how much preparation that first Christmas took. The giver of the first Christmas gift started to prepare it long, long ago. As soon as he discovered what it was that would really bring our lives joy. And so when he found that out, he started to prepare for that. He started to make things ready so that he could give us what it was that would make our lives really joyful, that would make our faces shine with excitement, that would make us go, "Woohoo! Wow! I can't believe it!" And he started working right away, and he worked and he planned and he planned and he worked. It took thousands of years for him to make all the preparations necessary in order to give us what he knew it was that would make our lives really joyful. When you stop and think about it, the vast majority of human history that happened before that Christmas night was preparation for that Christmas night. Did you ever think of it that way before? The vast majority of human history before that first Christmas night was preparation for that first Christmas night. It was time that the giver needed to make things ready, to get everything in place, to make it just right, so that our Christmas would be something extremely special. And as the time got closer to that Christmas night, kind of rose to a feverish pitch, you know. There were so many things that had to be done for that Christmas to come off the way that he had planned. The right woman had to be found through whom he could bring the gift that he wanted to bring to us. And the right man had to be found too. And that man had to be kind of filled in on what was going on with that right woman so the gift could be given. And then there were other things that had to be done. The star had to be ordered, for example. And where do you go to do that? And it had to be put in just the right place, and it had to lead just the right people to just the right place at just the right time. There had to be shepherds on a particular hill at a particular time. There had to be a census ordered. So Caesar Augustus ordered the census. And that had to be done so that the special people who had been chosen, through whom he could give the special gift, could get to the special place that they were supposed to be in when the special gift was to be given. There were all kinds of things that had to be done. So many preparations to make so that the gift could be given to the people who needed it. And when the time was right, he sent his angels to explain and to announce that the gift had been given. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people." I bring you good news of great joy that are going to be for all the people. Because today, and you can just pick, they can't stop. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He's Christ the Lord. And this is going to be a sign. This is how you can find him. He's hidden over in Bethlehem. You'll find the baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. And suddenly a great company of the heavenly hosts were with the angel for the big announcement. Glory to God in the highest. And on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests. The beginning of it all, the beginning of all of the Christmas joy and all the Christmas happiness was the news that we had all been given something really, really special. We had received a Savior, and it was just what we needed. Now, I know that word need doesn't evoke visions of wonderful gifts. When I was growing up, there weren't many gifts less desirable than something I needed, like socks or underwear. I mean, you know, the box is all wrapped real nice and you rip it all open and you open it and you go, "Thank you." We're not really all that excited about getting something we need unless we need it really, really bad. When you get to the point that you need something really, really bad, it's the only thing you want. When you're starving of thirst, there's nothing more that you would want than water. When you need something bad enough, it's the only thing you want. And we needed him that bad. And that's where the joy of Christmas comes from. That's where it all starts. It's true, and I have to admit it, I've come to the inescapable conclusion that Christmas is about getting something. It's about getting something really, really special. I have to get something really special for Christmas. I have to get Jesus, whose name means Savior. And I have to get him every year, it seems. Because if I don't, I start looking in the boxes that people give me for what it is that's going to make that Christmas really special. And I never find it there. No matter how much time they spent or how much money they spend. In time, that joy wears off, and I'm right back where I started again. If I don't open him up every year and look at him and realize how badly I needed him, then Christmas just isn't what it should be. There's not going to be any joy this Christmas for you or for me unless we first receive, unless we first get something really special. Unless Christmas is first of all about getting something, this Christmas isn't going to be joyful, and next Christmas isn't going to be joyful either. Have you opened up all your gifts yet? Have you taken them out already? Well, whether you have or haven't, there is one gift that you still need to open, and that is Him. There's still time to open up the gift of Jesus, to look at Him, to remember and understand how He fits so perfectly with what you need so desperately. And when you do that, when you really do that, this will be the best Christmas ever, because you will have already received everything that you ever wanted. Let's pray. Father, we thank You. Yes, that's what we need. We can't believe it. You did it. You got us what we always needed, and needed so badly. We thank You, Lord, for Your gift, for it gives us joy. We thank You in the name of that gift, in the name of Jesus. Amen.